you now have, I think, 3 children, right?
Yeah.
And in settling here as a family, did you make a decision to raise them in Dutch and English? And obviously there's Irish happening anyway. But what was the choice about combining your cultures and nationalities?
Yeah, I deliberately tried to speak Dutch to them. Now, I did very well with the first one and then got a bit slack in there.
Yeah.
And I got confused because then I ended up speaking to every child that I saw in Dutch because it's sort of, you know, I associated. So it got a bit unworkable. So it's a pity that certainly the young one, he hasn't really got any Dutch and he gets angry when I speak Dutch to him because he wants to understand. But actually all three of them have from a young age understood that everything has two names, two words. And so, you know, usually when a child finds it's not being understood, it will just repeat what it says. Whereas I noticed with my kids that from an early age, they tried to find another way of saying the same thing, which I thought was very impressive.
So you have six?
Five languages, yeah.
Five languages. Yeah. What's your take on having that many windows on the world?
Yeah, I think that's a really nice way of putting it, because actually every language has words that, you know, for a particular phenomena that the other languages don't, and or have just nice turns of phrases. And so it's nice. And in our house, we do use words and expressions from different languages, I guess. And yeah, I think the way you name things in life actually defines who you are. I guess, I don't know if it's a myth, but when they say that Eskimos or Inuit have 50 words of snow, I'm inclined to believe it. And it obviously shows what's important in such a society.
And obviously rain in Irish.
Yeah, but you know, now English is my first language. I have been outside the Netherlands more years than I
really?
Have been in. Yeah,
your
yeah.
first language?
Yeah, I dream in English. And
really?
The only thing I don't
when
do
When did that happen? When did you stop dreaming in Dutch?
I don't know, but it's a while ago, I guess. The only thing I still do in Dutch is count. I cannot seem to be able to count or do sums in my head in English.